I guess, got the injury report. We had a good workout today. We're out outside. The weather was good. Any questions? Yeah, I think just rest. You know, the key is every week getting him. I think we've done it a couple times thus far this season. But, you know, the key for him is getting to Sunday. I think that's reported. You know, we really won't make an announcement until, you know, he passes his physical and all the normal things that go along with the trade, including roster spot.
What do you sense is the need at that position, obviously, to go out and add another piece at this point?
Well, I think, you know, we've had Marcus Wheaton, you know, has missed some time. You know, I think just kind of getting an idea of what a new guy that can learn and be. He's a veteran guy. We have a young room. You know, so anxious to see, you know, how that goes.
How quickly can a guy get up to speed?
It depends on the guy. You know, some guys are wired differently. But I've not even met the young man yet. So we'll determine that kind of as we go.
Physical take place today or tomorrow?
I think he's en route, to my knowledge. I can't honestly say that. It depends on our medical people's schedule, but either sometime this evening or first thing in the morning.
Ken spent a lot of time in the NFC South when Drew arrived. Mm-hmm. What's left an impression on you about what he did for that franchise and coming in and getting
a return? Well, I mean, I played against him when he was still in San Diego, and so I'm well aware what he can do. You know, I think it was a fortunate thing for New Orleans. I happen to know their head coach pretty well because he had been in Miami and actually did not pass the physical there and passed the physical in New Orleans. So I'd say that's a pretty good break for that franchise. And, you know, he's an outstanding player. He's got great accuracy. He's a great leader. You know, I think you know, a big part of their success there for sure, and it'll be a tough test for us on Sunday.
In what way does leadership strike you from an opposing coach's standpoint?
Well, just the way he works. You know, I think, again, like most guys, he raises the play of the guys around him. He holds guys accountable. You know, at the end of the day, they don't want to disappoint him. You know, they've ran through some backs, ran through some receivers. They've been in the same system, you know, throughout that whole time. So it's a little bit similar to say what's happened in New England.
What do you see as the biggest difference between the way the defense is playing now, last couple games versus earlier in the season? What has accounted for their success recently?
Yeah, I think just chemistry. You know, I think you know, those guys holding each other accountable. You know, I know they're spending a lot more time in the film room together. You know, again, just experience. You know, I think. You know, it hasn't been a well-oiled machine as far as, you know, the same 11 starters each week, you know, probably about for the first month. And then, you know, the last few weeks or couple weeks, you know, I think there's been some continuity and chemistry.
Would you agree that the biggest area of improvement from one year to the next in this team has been the secondary?
You know, I'd say all of the above. You know, I think you plug Eddie Goldman in there, and, you know, I think Akeem gets treated differently. You know, I think, you know, a guy like Leonard Floyd, you know, understanding the game a little bit better. You know, Mitch has been a real steady performer, has been really going into his third season. You know, having Danny Trefathan back in that mix. I know we lost him for one game due to suspension, but, you know, having him healthy and, you know, really the inside linebacker group, you know, having at least played a year for us in our system. And then the obvious one is the secondary. I'd say that for sure.
Kendall, I think, only played 8 snaps on Sunday. Was that just part of the scheme and going with a lot of heavier packages that he wasn't out there that much?
A little bit. You know, I think it was no mystery that we were running the ball and have for the last couple of weeks. The upside of that is we haven't turned it over nearly as much as we did early in the season. So when you do that, there's no chance of winning. I don't care what you're doing. So I think, you know, kind of a trade-off. Some of those other guys are a little bit better in that area as far as the blocking. But he's a guy that, like I said, every one of these changes and has a different personality, and this week will be a new adventure.
How much did that tell you about Marshon Lattimore during the pre-draft process?
You know, I think most people had him as the number one corner in the draft, you know, as far as grades. Really good player. He's got long arms. He's got length. He's got really good deep speed. you know, a little bit of the negative was some injury history. But no doubt that I'd say most people in the league had him rated number one corner.
And you have a history of winning games when a quarterback doesn't complete a lot of passes, but just curious.
Not that big of a history.
Well, you've done it before.
I'm teasing.
Is there any concern? Is it ever awkward for a team, and the dynamic of a team when one side, there's a big disparity between how much one phase contributes versus another, especially if that continues?
Well, I think, you know, really, you know, you kind of build that it's a team, you know, and there's different phases of the team, no question. You know, the specialization of the NFL has been like that for at least since I've been in it, where you don't have guys going both ways, and you know, guys play different phases, and it's specialized. There's offensive players, defensive players, and there's fourth down or special teams players. And, you know, you don't really do this, you know what I mean? I think, like I said, each one of these takes on its own personality. You win as a team. Everybody's pretty excited after a win. You hope that they're not thinking about their own personal stats or one side of the ball didn't do this or did that, because it changes. Every one of these is different. There'll be a day where it'll be the other way, and I wouldn't expect the other side to look at, you know, that group sideways. So, you know, I think this game's only fun when you win, and I think our players understand that and know it changes every week.
Offense. What is making Kamara dangerous? What does he have in his?
Well, he's explosive. He's got good speed. He's a guy that we liked coming out. You know, they're doing a little bit. You know, I think it's kind of a trend. You know, if you look back even at Carolina with Jonathan Stewart, you know, and Christian, and, you know, same thing with Ingram now and Kamara. So, and we're a little bit that way with Jordan and Tariq. So, you know, it seems to be kind of, you know, trendy doing that, and they're using them much the same way they feature them. They've always featured their backs, you know, just historically in that offense. And, you know, Drew's real aware where the backs are all the time, whether they screen a lot or whether, you know, it's in a check down. Or, you know, he's a, you know, very experienced quarterback, and guys do that. You know, they don't try to force the ball. They take what the defense gives them. So they've had good production both in the run game. They're, I think, you know, probably top five or six in the league in rushing. As well as in passing. So that balance makes them a tough offense.
John, now that Mitchell Trubisky has gone through three games here and you've seen him in his process of putting a game behind him, digesting a game, then moving on, what do you want to see from him in that part of the week? What have you learned about him and the way he goes about that part?
Well, I think you know, he's very unselfish. I think he's a very good leader. He works extremely hard, so that work ethic is contagious. I think his teammates see that. You know, he's a humble guy. This has not gone to his head, which it can to some people, but it's not been to him. And, you know, he's not afraid to admit a mistake, you know, fresh off the field. I mean, he'll say that one's on me. And, you know, I think he's doing a good job of doing the next best thing. And, you know, I think that's critical, and particularly when you have the ball in your hands every play like a quarterback does, is those decisions are very, very critical. And I think he understands that.
He's pretty hard on himself after the game. Do you ever worry about a young player being too hard on himself, or in the case of Mitch, does he have the kind of personality to do that?
Well, I think self-awareness is pretty important for most people in any profession. You know, I think he's a pretty self-aware guy. All right, thank you.